Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is July the 18th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapter 79. God is a sanctuary for believers but a stumbling stone for unbelievers. We read in Isaiah chapter 8 verses 11 to 14 like this. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of the people, saying, Do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel. In the midst of confusing messages from the people of Israel and Judah, God gives a powerful word to reassure his servant Isaiah that he should listen to his plan and not pay attention to the people around him. In fact, God assures Isaiah that he is very much active in the midst of all the events that are taking place, in spite of the fact that an enemy power is being used to judge his people. For the people of Israel and Judah, it would appear to be a conspiracy, but in fact, it was the preordained plan of the Lord of hosts. The prophetical word of God that Isaiah received can be broken up into two cycles. First, the people of Israel and Judah are commanded to believe and trust in Jehovah God, or else they would perish. This command was reinforced by Isaiah and his children, who would serve as signs to the world around them. And second, the people of Israel and Judah are commanded to walk in the light of Isaiah's prophecies, or they would be thrown into utter darkness in due time. Today, let us remember that God is a sanctuary for believers, but a stone of stumbling for unbelievers. If we fear God, we need not fear the threats of people. Let us make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, and He will take care of all our fears. Jesus Christ is a stone of refuge for His people, but a snare for those who reject Him.